Good morning, Every Nation Church Penang. We are in the midst of a series called What to Do When We Do Not Know What to Do. Okay, now, it's a how-to series that we glean through some passages, okay, wisdom from the book of Proverbs. I hope you are reading a chapter a day, every day, all right? After you complete that one cycle, I pray that you continue doing so, okay, every month, right now. By doing so, okay, what we have done part one, how to wise up. Last week, I talked about how to master, okay, your tongue, okay, my tongue. Today, I'm going to talk about how to manage my time, how to manage your time. Now, again, to keep us reminded that what is wisdom? Okay, wisdom is to, hey, come on, okay, one, two, three, okay, wisdom is to apply what you know and to how you should in everyday life best if it's from God's perspective. All right, now, the Hebrew word is this word called chokma, okay, which means the art of skillful living. Today you go home, we have added vocabulary, okay, from the word, from the Hebrew word. But in this series, we are saying, okay, wisdom is to know what to do when you do not know what to do. Let me ask this question, okay, as we go on today's part three. Have you ever asked this question? Where in the world has my time gone? Who has the answer? Okay, now, I found some answers. Okay, now, if you look at this survey, all right, now, this survey tells us that you are sleeping 28.3 years your entire life, okay? This is if you were to live up to 78 years, okay? If you were to live up to 78 years, you will probably be sleep. You'll be using your life for 28.3 years sleeping. There your friend left and right. You sleep for 28 years. Okay, all right. Now, that is one-third of your life. One-third of your life, okay? What are you doing with sleeping? Now, when I look at this chart, it's done by, based on the U.S. population. So, when I looked at for Malaysia, maybe not so, all right? I think many of you don't sleep. You're working very hard. So your sleeping may not be 28, maybe 25 years, maybe 20 years. I do not know. So the next one is 10.5 years working. So in other words, I think for Asian, you work more than 10.5 years. I would think that you probably work double the time, 20 years. Yeah, you can easily calculate. I don't think you work 8 hours. I think you work at least 10 to 12 hours per day. If 10 to 12 hours per day, and you times not 365, maybe some of you do, all right, but minus all the weekends, okay, so 52 minus about 100, you times, okay, 265, and you calculate for 78 years, you'll come to about that, all right, about 20 over years. Okay, now, the third one is social network. Ooh, 9 years. I think it's recorded that Asians spend on social network more than any other parts of the world. So, which means for us, it's not 9 years, maybe double also. You look at your life. Now, you can easily calculate that if you were to go home, do an exercise, what do you do with your time? As I calculate that, I was looking for all the description. Where is church? Where is church? It's not written there. It's not written there. That will be my attention. I was just thinking about if you were to spend 2 hours per week. Okay? Per week. So 2 hours times 52 weeks. I mean all the weekends. Some weekends you're probably somewhere else. Right now. Holiday la, mother's birthday la, grandfather, whatever, right? Company trip and all those. It may not be 52 weeks. But let's go on that lah, maximum. 2 hours, 52 Sundays. Okay, 52 Sundays. You times 78 years. Lo and behold, it's not even 1 year. You total all together, it's not even 1 year. Some of you probably is 0.5 years, half of 1 year that you actually spend your time in the church. Where in the world has my time gone to? Some of you waste a lot of time on waiting. Some of you are returning phone calls. Some of you spend more time, 1 year. You know, there's another survey says that you look for misplaced object, 1 year. All right, now, the other one is this. The word busy or stress are really overwhelmed. Okay, especially where we are living in. This word stress, busy, is overused. Each time when you meet people, oh, I'm stressed, man, I'm busy. Eh? Okay, all those. There's so much to do and so little time that you have. times when you're so busy and you're so stressed up, you become so miserable and no more joy of working. And you come to a place that probably you say, "Ayo, I better retire." How many of you say that? I better retire. Okay. When you think about retired, oh, if I retire now, where is my income going to come? So cannot retire, must continue work. Then you continue work, become more busy as more than ever, okay, in your life. So the question is there an antidote to such stress? Okay, so today we're going to look at that and we're going to find answer, all right? So is there an antidote for that? Yes or no? Yes, of course, yes. Let us pray, okay, let us pray. Father God, I commit today's message before you as we look into some wisdom, okay, from the book of Proverbs. How can we manage, okay, our time? I commit all of us into your hands. Holy Spirit, come, teach us, guide us from your word, transform us in Jesus' name. Everyone say, amen. All right, so today I'm going to talk about how to manage your time, my time. All right, we're going to look at some passages from, okay, the book of Proverbs. Now, all of us got to know that in this short time, you're going to learn this much. When I look at it, I thought I want to do part one, part two, you know. Out of this, today is part three, okay? Time part one, time part two, part three. But, okay, I think it's enough for right now. Next week, you're going to hear from AJ. AJ is going to talk about how to fear the Lord, all right? Then the following week, we're going to have Terrence come. He's going to teach us how to live a fruitful life, okay? Then I'll come back. You're going to celebrate the National Day. Not so August 31st, but Malaysia Day. I'm going to talk about how to love our nation. Can I still love our nation or not? You better do. If you don't love our nation, nobody will. Everybody is cursing, all right? So I'll talk about fruitful, how to live a fruitful life. Terrence will be taking that. And then I'll come back, do one more. And then Casey, okay? Just now you have all the promo done already, right? Okay. So this Wednesday, don't miss. If you are a working adult, okay, engage your friend. And come, all right? And then Casey going to do a part on how to make the right decision or something to do with future, right? Correct, yeah? Okay, all right. So everything is laid out. Okay, come, okay? Don't miss. Engage your friend as well. So, okay, now, what we'll do right now, give you three wisdom as we look at how to manage, okay, your time, my time. Number one, you're thinking about what are the issues in your life that cause you busy, cause you having stress. Actually, the whole question is, why are you so busy? Why are you so stressed out? Okay, now. Book of wisdom. Number one, you got to line up your priorities. Okay, that is important. Look at Proverbs chapter 17, verse 24 said this. The last week I did ask, how many of you want to be intelligent? Okay, follow the principles. An intelligent person aims at wise decision, but a fool starts off in many directions. How many of you try to do 10 things at one time? Have you tried? Have you tried? Yes. Now, somebody said to me that there's a survey has been done. The productivity of a multitasking person is not really that much. I couldn't find that survey, but someone said that to me. Actually, a medical doctor told me that, all right, now. Maybe he's trying to tell me something. Don't do so many things at one time. Okay, all right. Now, so intelligent person aims at wise action, but a fool starts off in many directions. So, as I said just now, probably some of us try to do 5 things, 10 things at one go. But how many of you thought when you do that, you are like the circus? Try to spin the plate and then get the second plate moving. By the time you get a second plate, it's about to fall. And then you try the third one and try the fourth one. Okay? Some of you probably thinking that, saying that, my father can, my mother can. I know you can, I know. But the question is this. Do you want to live this kind of life for the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road? Okay, of course, you might say, of course not, all right? Of course not. Why you want to live a life like that? But again, it's your choice. Verse 24, just now where we read, the fool starts off in many directions. So the key is, okay, to reducing your stress or being busy in that sense. Okay, busy is okay as long as you know that you're fulfilling a purpose. Okay, best if God's purpose, all right? But at the same time, okay, guard yourself not to stress up, okay? So the key is to line up your priorities and is to decide what's important, okay? Now, the truth is this. You don't have time to do everything. You just don't have time, okay, to do, okay, and you don't have all the time for everything. So it's a question of why and what, okay? Why you do the way you do and what's the purpose? And also the very reason is whatever that we want to do in this church, I also got to ask that question. Okay, why and what's the purpose? Okay, as long as we are not okay flowing with that vision, okay, and mission that we want to do. Look at another scripture, Proverbs 12, verse 11. Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread. All right, you're working on this, you work on this. Will you go and do the other? You're supposed to work on the bread? Correct. Okay, then you go and work on some other things. When you come back, what happened? It's gone. But he who follows worthless pursuit lacks sense. Okay, good news translation say it is stupid to waste time on useless projects. So it's the question about, are you majoring the major? Many people major the minor. All right, so you got to know, okay, that what's your major? Something not necessarily wrong, but it's just not necessary. All right, I remember talking to a young man. All right, the family is in need of money to survive, but he bought a new car. All right, so the parents were advising me, Pastor, can you talk to him? They needed money to survive, pay renter and all those, but he bought a new car. And next thing he wants to do was to change the car tire rim into a sport rim. Wow. Is it necessary to change into a sport rim? No. Okay, all right. Thank you, Sung Seng. All right, now. So we got to know your major. You got to know your major and major on a major. It's also about how you learn to differentiate between activity and accomplishment. You can run whatever activity, but what do you want to accomplish? And it's also a big question about difference between urgent and important. Okay, it's a quadrant that is most widely used. You know, at the time when Stevie Covey, okay, make this. Okay, many people in management use that. What is important, urgent, important, not urgent, not important, urgent, not important, okay, not urgent and not important. All right. Now, if we were to talk about this, we need 1 hour. That one we need to ask Casey to give us a workshop. All right, now, so that's simple, right? It is that, okay, and it's urgent and important what you do it because it's urgent and it's also important, it's a must, all right? But it's not urgent but important, you plan, okay? If it's urgent but not important, you delegate, you don't have to do it yourself, all right? Now, it's not urgent, not important, forget it, all right? Now, there's another that I searched, is also this, it said, urgent, important, you manage. You must learn how to manage. Okay, not urgent, important, you must focus. Not urgent, urgent, not important, you avoid. Not urgent, not important, okay, limit. Just like, for example, you students, if tomorrow is your exam, what do you do? It's urgent and important. You should be studying. All right? What is not urgent but important? You need to have a consistent, okay, study time. You plan. All right? Urgent but not important. Your friend asking you to go out with him. So not urgent. So not urgent and not important. So forget it. Okay, all right. You better do what you... If you are quarreling with your spouse, urgent and important, you better sit down and talk. Don't avoid, don't limit. Okay. Not urgent but important. That's to build your marriage. That's where we have marriage course. Important. You got to focus. That's for long term. All right. Many things long term you don't do. Just like exercise. Important or not? But you don't have to exercise now, ma. Okay. So ended up we're not doing. So you got to plan. All right. Now, we can talk and talk and talk. Okay. The one we need a workshop. Okay. Casey will help us. All right. Now, haven't made agreement yet. Okay. Now, Proverbs 16, verse 9 says, the Living Bible, we should make plans counting on God to direct us. So the Proverbs, okay, teaches us ought to think through your life and think through the direction of your life. Now, it's amazing how people write down their wills. I'm sure that at least half of you write down your will, all right? But it's strange enough that people don't think through or write down their life objective and goal, right? In other words, people are more prepared after they die and not prepared while they are living. That's where we need to tap, okay, the book of wisdom, okay, Proverbs. Do you know King Solomon also wrote Ecclesiastes? Okay, you can read that as well. All right, now, just a couple of days ago, I heard a story, okay, there's the story of a man who reside in Penang, okay, live forever lah, until that's it, right, bought an insurance. The insurance will cover him, when he died, he will have a payout of 1 million. Yeah, but he don't get to enjoy. You don't get to enjoy, okay, he more prepared after die. All right, now, So every one of us need to plan out our life, your life. Okay, it's either you live a life of priorities or live a life of pressure. Okay, either one, all right, that is going to control you. So you got to choose it right. Okay, now, next one. Jesus modeled us. Mark chapter 1. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. How many of you get up early? Wow, okay, only 1, 2, 3, only 4, okay, 5, okay. Friends, if you get up early, you have 1 more hour. When I was much younger, I was told to buy a watch. The brand is called 25 Hours. How many of you have this watch before? No one. I have 25 hours. Because I bought that watch. It's 25 hours. Just a brand. The earth is still 24 hours, all right, now. So Jesus wake up early. You can follow Jesus' pattern. You wake up 1 hour early, you have 1 hour of productive time. In fact, you can do so much thing just to wake up an hour earlier. Those who wake up early, you ask them what they do. Pray 1 hour, read 1 hour. Wow, a lot of things can be done. So when your spouse wake up or children wake up in the morning, what? Ready there. Oh, all right, man. So what it says here? And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him saying to him, everyone is looking for you. So Jesus was ministering, praying for people for healing, all right, and then casting out demons. So at one point, Jesus left, all right, now. So when he left, where did he go? He went to rest, he went to pray, all right, and then the disciples were looking for him. Then when they found Jesus, okay, then Jesus said this, let us go on to the next town that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out. Jesus has his plan laid out already. He has his priority. The disciple comes, Jesus, now I find everybody is looking for you. Let's go and continue to pray for all the rest. Jesus not even answer them. Say, let's go to the next town. Jesus has his plan laid out. Imagine this story, okay, that Jesus has his plan and is very focused. Question is, did Jesus pray and heal everyone? No, neither you. All right. Well, okay, I want to welcome Sean. Sean, let's welcome Sean, okay? Father Sean now, okay? Father Sean, okay. Congratulations. So, rate ourselves. How clear is your priorities? Give yourself 1 if you don't have clear plans on going in different direction. Give yourself 10 if you write out clear plans and goals. Because some of the things that if you are not clear, let's say you're not clear, maybe it's not the make-do list you need to do. You maybe have to do the don't-do list, things that you shouldn't do. And you find that, I've been doing all the don't-do list. Probably you need to eliminate that and make your priority. You know, some time ago, I said that if you write down your goals and plans, you are the top 3% of the world who accomplish 100 times more than those that do not. Top 3. Okay? Next one. Lighten up your attitude. What I'm trying to say here, you know, stress up is not an event. Stress is an attitude. Why I say so? You put 2 persons on the same job. One is stressed, one is not. You can also look among here, right? Same company, okay, same job, same department. One is stressed, one is not. It's how you look at life, how you look at problems, how you manage that, right? Now, so it's not an event, but it's how you handle and how you respond to that. Look at this verse, Proverbs 12:25. And anxiety in man's heart weighs him down, for a good word makes him glad. Anxiety. You know, there are a lot of sicknesses caused by anxiety. Anxiety, worries, and fear. Anxiety, in the dictionary, says apprehensive uneasiness or nerviousness. Medically means an abnormal or overwhelming sense of apprehension and fear, often marked by physical signs. Not sure? We have doctors here. You can see them. Now we got a doctor here, doctor there. Okay, all right, praise the Lord. Now, I happened to ask one busy man that I know, can say quite close. I said, how do you know that you need to heart surgery? He said that he has been having his pulse rate was very high. It's close to 100 at rest rate, you know, as resting, waking up, close to 100. He knew something wrong. that he need for checkup. You all don't understand what I mean? Okay? Oh, check your pulse rate now. Okay. Now I told you, okay, now we wear this kind of watch, pulse rate. Okay, 10 minutes ago is 73. Okay. All right, when I wake up was 56. All right, praise the Lord. Now, so when he knew that, he knew that he need to go for checkup. All right? Stress. Now, I also heard another story about a guy who was extremely late for appointment. So reach a place, go round and round and round, and finally, still couldn't find a place. So park at the non-parking zone, write out a note that says, this is really emergency. I'm going to park here. Okay, police, I'm going to park here in less than 15 minutes. I'm going to come down. He rushed up, do the presentation, keep on a little watch, and came down. Wow, it was below 15 minutes. But there was already a summon. Okay, at the summon, as he looked down at the summon, what is it and how much? There was something written down by the police. Take your time. Summon even. Okay, take your time. Okay, take your time. Learn to take your time. Do you know that Jesus was never in a hurry? Yeah, Jesus was never in a hurry because, well, as age 12, he said, I must be about my Father's business. All right? Okay? And then, okay, and he has very clear purpose, and his recorded last word, which is on the cross, is finished. But let me ask, did Jesus minister to all the people in the world? Did he go to hospital and pray for all the sick and heal everyone? No, he did not. But I say it's finished because he was given that task, okay, to finish that part. Okay, that is to go to the cross, die, shed his blood for each and everyone, okay, for us. All right. Now the opposite for this is humor, gladness, okay, joy, laughter. Look at this famous man that you know, Charlie Chaplin. A day without laughter is a day wasted. Okay, let's practice laugh. Okay, all right, okay. Okay. Now I remember Casey said once, people have to pay, you know, you have to pay, you have a class to practice laughter, correct? Okay, practice laughter. You just pay to come to the class. Okay, laugh for 1 hour. All right, now. Humor is actually a great stress reliever, okay, which is known as the life shock, okay, absorber. We need that. Now, but the other side is, humor doesn't change your situation, right? But it changes the way we look at things and we handle things better, all right? It's good antidote, okay, to laugh at your own mistake. All of us make mistakes before. What happens after you make mistake? You go home and cry. Oh, teacher said this wrong. Okay, all right. Or somebody said to you, go home and laugh. Laugh over it. It makes you better. All right? Now, look at another quote. If something is wrong, fix it. But train yourself not to worry. Because worry cannot fix anything. Okay? Now, look at Proverbs 14:30. It says, a tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bone rot. So don't envy, all right? Have a tranquil heart. That means a relaxed attitude. That's where all the aromatherapy sells like hotcake. How many of you have something in the home, la, candle, la, liquid? La, you know, and when I realized I want to buy that liquid, oh, yo, one bottle is 80 ringgit. Okay, I don't know, is that the minimum? 80 ringgit, something like that, all right? It sells like hotcakes. Because if you don't learn, if you don't learn to relax, then doctor have to give you the tranquilizers. Yeah. All right. So lighten up, friends. Okay. The second key is to lighten up. Okay, yourself. Okay. The truth is, many times, even you have the best plan, somehow, okay, it will not go as planned. But you plan. All right. Okay. Now next one. Proverbs 17:22. Being cheerful keeps you healthy. Okay, look at one and a half. So many cheerful people here. All right, healthy. Okay, the New King James Version is a merry heart, just like a medicine. How many of you remember singing that song? A merry heart, a merry heart. Right, remember those songs? Okay, how many know this song? Okay, same age. Okay. Okay, now, at least you laugh now. Now, medical research has confirmed this, that there are positive chemicals. We always call it the happy happy hormone and all those, all right, that changes take place in our mind, our brain. Okay, we have I have a series that talk about that as well. So it generates, it makes us laugh. When you laugh, you smile, okay, you are healthier. All right, learn to laugh, because those are T cells for immunities, endorphins and all those. Right, all of us need to learn how to laugh and humor in your life. Learn to relax, learn to laugh, okay, instead of getting frustrated over small things. All right, now, have you ever heard people say this? Someday I'll look back and laugh at this. My question is, why wait until that day? Laugh now. Why wait until the time? The mood no more there, right? Better laugh now. Okay, so all, okay, who are in manager role and all those, sometimes when you go office, can be so tense. Why not? When your office is happy, they work better. All right? True? Okay, so all busy people, listen to this. You need to learn how to lighten up, because the two biggest causes of stress. One, you try to do too much, more than required, so to speak. Okay, you try to do too much and you don't line up your priorities. Number two, you take yourself too seriously that you don't even take a break. Okay, now rate yourself. How positive is your attitude? Give yourself one if you seldom take any rest or normally just too serious at work. Or give yourself a 10 even when you are so serious, busy, but you know how to laugh and play. Okay. All right, now, lesson four, how to manage your time, your schedule to reduce stress. Number one, line up your priorities. Number two, lighten up your attitude. Number three, this one you must not miss, you look up to God. Because God is the source of everything. Proverbs 10:27 says, the fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be short. Okay, fear of the Lord prolongs, another version says reverence for God. That means you take God seriously. We're going to touch more on fear of the Lord, all right? So look up to God. Obey the Lord. Take God seriously, okay? Don't like, don't obey, want to go, don't want to go, you know, want to worship, don't want to worship. Take God seriously. It changes you, okay? So are you stressed out because of your schedule? Normally, yes. But when you are stressed, right, God gives us this indicator in our body. When you are stressed, it's a warning light. And we must take note. When there's a certain pain in the body, you must take note already, because God created us that way, designed us that way, okay, to give us an indication. All right? So, with that, when you are stressed up or you're under stress, what does that mean? That means when you are stressed up, that means you come to a place you have taken off your eyes on God. You're looking somewhere else. You need to come back and turn to God and look up, okay, to God. How many of you ever said that, I need more time. Buy that watch, 25 hours, I need more time. Honestly, you don't need more time. You need to carve out your time, spend more time with God. It's always like that. When you know how to spend time with God, the rest of the things you know is not necessary. One. Sometimes this principle is like tithing. Right? When you give tithe, how God multiplies, wow, it's just amazing. When you spend time with God, God expand your time. But it's still the same time. But you realize that, things are being done well even with that, because you know how to look up to God. All right? So in that sense, when you're under stress, think about this. Are you taking yourself so seriously that you forgot to take God seriously? That will reduce your stress. Okay, so I'm going to end, and then we're going to pray. All right? Now, your life. This is 28. This is live up to 78 years. Just one slide I took out. What will you do with your time? All right? Now, Proverbs 14:26, reverence for God. That means take God seriously. And Proverbs 3:5-6, trust the Lord completely in everything you do. Put God first and He will direct you and crown your effort with success. That's the reality check for us. Where do you put your trust? Who do you look at? Okay, who do you depend at? Okay, one last quote. Corey Ten Boom said this. If you look at the world, you will be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. But you look at God, you will be at rest. So I pray, right? Each time when you go through stress, look up to God. Don't look inside, look to God. It all depends where you look at. Amen? All right. So, I want to pray. Worship team comes back. Okay. Now, rate yourself. How deep is my relationship with Christ? Give yourself one if you only pray when it's necessary. Then give yourself a 10 that you will pray almost everything. That means you will look up to God, okay, in everything in your life. Now, so with that, how to manage my time, your time. And probably this can be your prayer as well. Amen. Shall we pray? All right, now let's pray. Yeah? Follow me. Yeah? We follow through this. How can you pray this? Okay, say with me this. I say, Dear Heavenly Father, help me today to line up my priorities, to do the first thing first. Lord, help me today to lighten up my attitude, not to take myself so seriously, but change my focus to you. You are the source of my life. Lastly, Lord, help me today to look up to you, to reverence you, to take you seriously by putting you first in every area of my life. If you do that, you watch a difference and it will take place in your life. Can I good amen? Yes. Now, I also want to end by praying for those who wants to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's a verse that says in Mark chapter 8, what will a man give in exchange of his soul? Every one of us, time, we exchange for something, our life. Although we say our life is time, okay, we exchange something, okay, and which is more important than just money. You know, money can come and go. Time, you cannot buy back. Time gone is gone. All right, there's a quote that says, time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you lost it, you can never get it back. So with these three, I will sum it as, if the time you don't do anything about it, you waste it. You probably spend it, but I encourage you to invest in it. And each time when you invest in it, you ask this question, is it worth your life? What would a man exchange for his whole, his soul? Which means, more importantly, who are you living for? I encourage you, okay, to live for Jesus. Amen. So I do not want to end by praying for those who want to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And I sincerely, okay, invite you, okay, to receive Jesus as your Lord if you have not done so. And for those in the live stream, Facebook or YouTube, okay, if you want to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, okay, pray along, okay, with me. And if there's anyone here, okay, we would like to show your hand so that I know where you are. Okay, if not, pray this prayer with me, yeah? All right? Thank you, Lord. This is a prayer of salvation, is to invite Jesus into your heart. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, today I learn of how to manage the time. And I know time is priceless. And today I also want to recognize that I am a sinner and I have wrongly used my time. I've wronged against you and others. But today, I hear about Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, forgive me, buried, and the third day he rose again. Right now, I confess my sin before you and men and receive Jesus into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this in Jesus' name. And everyone say, Amen. So if you have prayed that prayer, come and see me or someone who has brought you or those on the online, give right to me. Right? So we want to help you grow, okay, strong as a believer of Jesus Christ. Good, Amen. Yes, so you can manage your time well, reduce your stress, and live healthy Yes, let me pray for all of you. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, we know, oh God, that majority of us are busy people. We have so many things to do. Okay, the workload that we have, our family, our personal life, and all those. Sometimes, Lord, we just do not have time for ourselves. But Father God, I pray, as we learn of how to manage time, I pray, oh God, that we learn how to line up, okay, our priorities well, Father, to lighten up ourselves and look to you. And I pray, oh God, Lord, that each and every one of us will also choose, okay, when we look to God, we also look at how we manage our life and live a life that's healthy so that we can honor you, we can serve you, we can make disciples. Oh, we give thanks once again. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. 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 Give Jesus a big hand.